The new Kayakomat location in Bath had a successful first season and is looking ahead to another one next year. The local franchise is owned and operated by Dwayne Henna, Natalie Manez Henna, and their 14-year-old son, Oliver Henna. Dwayne and Natalie spoke about the location's first year, plans for the next year, and why they got involved with Kayakomat and brought it to Loyalist Township. The two also both have full-time jobs. Dwayne is a financial advisor and portfolio manager, and Natalie is an event planner at the Faculty of Law at Queen's University. Dwayne explained why they decided to get involved with Kayakomat.
The whole idea was, let's find something that we love to do, because we love to kayak. I love to kayak. My wife loves to paddleboard. And the whole idea was, let's get Oliver his very first opportunity at starting to run a business.
Henna went on to explain why the self-serve nature of the business was a perfect fit.
It was really the focus on Oliver to be able to give him experience from an entrepreneurship perspective, get him out and enjoy the summer weather, be able to talk to the community, go to businesses door to door, work social media, reply to emails. We all took our respective roles. And the other thing was, is that, you know, summer is precious to us. And we didn't want to have the confines of a traditional role. So given that Kayakomat is a self-serve unit, we could go away on vacation and we didn't even have to be around.
Henna noted some of the benefits to having kayak rentals in Loyalist Township.
One of the reasons why we did this is because, you know, kayaks are heavy. Paddleboards are heavy. Not everybody has roof racks. Not everybody has the ability to just go down and do this. And then we bought blow-up paddleboards, we bought blow-up kayaks, but by the time you get down, by the time you blow it up, by the time you get out, by the time you deflate it, you know, it's pretty exhausting. We thought, wouldn't it be a great idea if there was just an opportunity to rent on site? And that's really where it came from.
Henna noted the help they received from township staff.
Loyalist Township was absolutely phenomenal to be able to work with. They, at the very beginning of this venture, took us around to various spots that they thought of. Originally, we had looked at Parrot Bay, which was right down the street from us. How great could it be if Oliver could just go down, walk down the street with mom and dad not around? Because, of course, he can't drive yet. But, you know, after speaking to the staff members at Loyalist Township, turns out that that particular parquet is owned by the Ministry of Transportation, and they don't allow commercial businesses on their sites. So Loyalist Township staff took us around to a couple of other opportunities, and they said, well, what about Bath? It's got the gentle slope. People can, you know, basically drag their kayaks or paddle boards into this pretty much sheltered bay, and they can enjoy it their own leisure without after worrying about the liability of, you know, walking over limestone and, you know, tripping, getting into the water. It's a nice, easy, gentle slope from that park.
Dwayne noted how they had somewhat of a later start this year, but are looking ahead to kick things off May 1st next year.
By the time we had done the, you know, the legalities of it, by the time we had booked a shipping date, et cetera, we really were just able to get down in our location for the July 1st weekend. It probably should be up and running next year by, say, about May 1st.
This year, the Henna family ran a grand opening event on the July 1st weekend when the Kayakomat location opened. Dwayne noted the level of public interest in their first season.
Interest was phenomenal. And we received a lot of emails. We received a lot of phone calls. The uptake from a rental perspective was a little slower, I think, than anticipated based on the interest.
Natalie noted some of the confusion surrounding the self-serve aspect of the business in their first season.
We did find that I think people are still a little confused about the whole self-serve renting of the kayaks, because we end up going out there once or twice a week. We go out there just to clean out the kayaks, make sure everything is secure, everything is well in its place. And then every time we do show up, people think, oh, they say to us, you're here, we could rent. And we explain, we're like, we don't have to be here. So I think people are still confused about the whole aspect of going online, booking your kayak or paddleboard. So we really have to get ahead of that next year and fully explain that. Even though we do share it on our social media that it's a self-serve and you go online, it's easy. Our the line is book online, paddle anytime. But we do feel that people are a little still confused by that.
Dwayne noted the family is always happy to help in cases of confusion.
One of the questions that came up a few times was, well, what happens if, you know, I book for the weekend and it's Thursday and then my friends or my family and I want to go out on Sunday for a couple of hours and it's torrential rainstorm? Well, just send us an email, let us know, and we'll find out something that works for the future.
Dwayne noted how well their first year went, but noted one hiccup along the way.
People were really, really courteous, making sure that they put the kayaks and paddle boards back relatively clean. There was one time, really the only hiccup there was where we really needed to be here and we're glad that we were in town, was two individuals had rented kayaks and then they accidentally put the kayaks in the wrong slots. So when the next person goes to book online, they get a code for that particular slot. And if the kayak's in the wrong spot, and that's not the one that they wanted, then that's going to be an issue for the next renter. So that was really the only hiccup that we had. I was easily able to go down with Natalie and Oliver. We were able to unlock it in 2 seconds, give them the new code, but it was fortunate. So when people do rent, all we ask is, number one, make sure you return it to the same spot, the same slot that you rented from, and just make sure that it's clean for the next renter in order to be respectful.
Dwayne also noted some possible interest for a location on Amherst Island.
We are more than happy to talk to anybody within Loyalist Township who's interested in their own kayakomat location, which may be a little bit further out. For example, we had a couple of people say, oh, we wish we had this on Amherst Island.
Dwayne noted the many ways people use the kayakomat service.
There's many markets to this. There are people who don't have one and have always wanted to try it. There are people who have friends that come into town, and we had a bunch of people who had their own kayaks, but then they have a couple of friends come into town, but they don't have their own kayak, obviously, or couldn't bring it. And so, you know, person one who they're visiting goes down with their kayak. They rent another kayak for their friend and they go out and have a great time.
Natalie noted the discount codes the company offers.
We're constantly giving out discount codes for first-time renters if they want to check it out, try it at first, if they're not certain, if they're not comfortable, but this gives them the chance to get out there. So we're constantly putting out discount codes on our Facebook page and we'll definitely continue that next season.
Natalie spoke about the company's social media presence and letting residents know about the start date for next year.
We are on social media right now. We're on Facebook, but we will make sure that we are ahead of the season next year. And like Dwayne said, we will be out there hopefully by May 1st. And leading up to that date, definitely we'll put that on social media.
Kayakomat is based in Sweden with its Canadian headquarters in Calgary. Natalie noted how sturdy the kayaks are built.
It's a Swedish company, so they are also on ocean water, so definitely you need a more sturdier kayak and paddleboard. So that's what's great about, you know, Lake Ontario. You just never know what you're going to get. It could be flat one day and super wavy the next day. So these kayaks are made to go on rougher waters, and you always feel safe in them for sure.
Dwayne noted the benefit of community members seeing the township from another perspective.
You know, we look back on things and people don't end up being tourists in their own community. And what we felt was that with, you know, the shoreline that we have, so few people really take advantage of actually getting out there onto the water. And when you're out there, it's a completely different view. It's a completely different feeling. It's calming. It's beautiful. It's something that you might not traditionally do. But if we're so close to the water, take advantage of it, you know, at least once or twice. And that's really what we thought from the very beginning is people want to do it once or twice a year. They don't necessarily want to go on, you know, invest in the $500 Costco kayak or something else and then store it. And, you know, and then they use it a couple of times and they realize I'm never going to do this again, you know, so it's easier to rent.
For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.